You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. When you talk to pretty much anyone along the Louisiana coast about rebuilding after Katrina, they say it almost doesn't matter unless the area can be protected from another storm. And like many things, that is a matter of money. The state legislature came up with a $50 billion plan for coastal restoration, doing things like restoring the wetlands that act as a natural storm barrier. Mark Schlefstein is here to talk about the project and its price tag. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner who's covered the environment and hurricanes for 30 years for NOLA.com, The Times-Picayune. He also famously predicted what a storm like Katrina could do to the city back in 2002. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for asking.
You have written about, in fact, you know what, I'm going to actually just start with the headline here because I think it's pretty interesting. New Orleans' future depends on coastal restoration, but where's the money? So we're going to start with that topic, but I guess before we ask where the money is, can you explain what the master plan is for people who are not steeped in the Louisiana coast as you are?
Sure. After Hurricane Katrina, Congress told the Army Corps of Engineers to take a look at what the potential was for protecting the Louisiana coastline from both hurricanes larger than the same size as Katrina and larger, and also putting in some coastal restoration features as part of that. The Corps did that, but the state was very concerned about what would happen, and so it came up with its own master plan, and it's ended up that that actually is the plan that the Corps is allowing to be adopted. And so the state has this plan. It was adopted by the state legislature in 2007 and updated in 2012. And it calls for spending $50 billion over 50 years, half and half for coastal restoration and for improvements to levees all along Louisiana's coast, including the New Orleans area.
And about how much money do they have right now? And where does it come from?
Well, there's a variety of different places where they're looking for money and hope to get money. The most recent good news in a bad situation was that the state is one of the states along the Gulf Coast that is participating in a settlement with BP over Clean Water Act and natural resource damage claims. And a significant chunk of that money will end up going to coastal restoration, well over maybe as much as $8 to $8.5 billion when it's all completed.
I went back and was reading some of your very famous coverage when you essentially predicted what Katrina would do to New Orleans and the Gulf Coast. And there's a line here that says, scientists say cities and towns will become man-made islands surrounded by rising Gulf waters and vulnerable to all manner of storms. That was in 2002. Then we saw what Katrina did. Louisiana loses a football field of land every 30 minutes. So what the heck is taking so long?
The answer is money, that the state really has, it actually has done a pretty good job of getting more than 1,000 acres last year and probably the year before built. But these are very expensive projects, and they take quite a while, and the state has not had the money until now. The state also will be getting money from offshore oil revenue. It gets a tiny amount of money from there now, from federal waters.
What are the consequences if this project doesn't happen or doesn't get fully funded?
The obvious one is that areas south of New Orleans that are not protected by levees today, if no money is put into adding protection to those areas, they're going to have to move or disappear. New Orleans will become more vulnerable to storm surge events. You know, whenever somebody asks me why is New Orleans still here, I point out that When the city was founded in 1718 by Iberville and Bienville, they picked the location that was the closest location to the mouth of the river that was defensible. Then it was defensible against the English. Today it's defensible against storm surge, and that's still the case. The reality is that the city's going to have to be here no matter what. The question is, will it be just a walled city, or will there be an area outside where you have the wetlands as well that support the fisheries of the Gulf of Mexico?
Mark Schlifstein is an environment and hurricane reporter for NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. Thank you so much.
Sure, thank you.